Today's daf is daf Nun Zayin. Today's learning is sponsored before Shema for Brian Lea Bas Yehudis Ariella. So we got to the bottom of Nun Vavam Beis. The Gemara had just introduced a Mishnah that there is a machlokus tanoim about whether or not an almana l'kohen gadol or a grush v'chluta l'kohen hedyo. One of these chayvi lavim, whereby only erusin was performed, not nisun, and nisun would be an iser of isur bia, but the erusin isn't aser. It's just aser because they can't do the next step. So that was machlok, that according to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, they were allowed to eat truma because there was a kinyan kesef there, and kinyan kesef is allowed to eat truma, the aishas coming to eat truma. But according to the Tanakhama, they felt that she cannot eat truma since the next stage, the bia would be usher. So the Gemara now says last six lines of Nun Vavam Beis, Amma Rabbi Elazar, Amma Rabbi Ushaya, Ptua Daka, Kohen, a Kohen who's a Psuadaka, and he cannot marry into the Kahal, into a regular Jew. We'll see by a Ger in just a moment. But Psuadaka, Kohen, Shekidash Bas Yisrael, so he's engaged to a Bas Yisrael. So the din is, it's Banu L'machlokas Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Shimon, this is Machlokas of the Mishnah. The Rabbi Meir, who's the author of the our Mishnah, the Tanakhama that is, Rabbi Meir, Damar Mishtameris Labia Psula, Daraisa lo achla. If one, although they're engaged and although Mikra din, one's allowed to eat Shuma during the Erisin, but since the Kedushin, rather, since the Nisuin and Bia would be Usr, they're not allowed to eat. So just like in the Mishnah, they can't eat. So to Ptsudaka and Yisra Basizel, since there's an Isser of Bia, also would not be able to eat Shuma. And Hanami lo achla. And the Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, who in the Mishnah allowed the Alman of the Kohen Gadol and Grusha Chalutza of the Kohen Edu to eat Bishas Erisin here as well, the Amrit Mishamaris the Bia Psula Deraisa Achla, that although they can't have Bia because it's a Deraisa, it's a Psuma Deraisa, yet still they can eat in the Mishnah. Here too, says the Gemara in Nun Zayin, Hanami Achla, here as well they would be able to eat. Rashi says in the top line of Nun Zayin and Aleph, Nami Achla, the Kinyan Kaspahu Velchelis Devar Torah. Since there is a acquisition, there's a Kedushin in Erisin, that allows her to eat, even though Bia would be Usr, Viad Debale, until Bia takes place, the Shavi Chalala, that would make her a Chalala Achla. She's allowed to eat so long as Bia has not been performed, because she's not an Achla unless there was Bia. So that's the Machlokas. So now the Gemara says, although at first glance it seems to be parallel to our Mishnah, this Psuadaka, Kiddush Basizel, seems to be parallel to the Mishnah, the Gemara says it's not necessarily true. The Gemara says, Mimai, how do you know these two halachas are equated? Dilma ad kan lo kamri Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Hasam, the only time that Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon allow her to eat the chuma, the isha the chuma, it's el diyeshlo lahacha b'makom acher, where he married, where the she married a kohen gadol, a kohen hediot, that in general, that kohen gadol, that kohen has the ability to marry someone else who's mutter to him and have her eat chuma. Although for a chalutza, although for a grusha, although for their amana, they don't have that ability, but elsewhere they do have that koach. So that's why in the instance of the Mishnah, when there's only erisin, they're allowed to eat chuma. Here by the Ptsuadaka, the Ein Lo Lahacha B'Makom Acher, there's no other woman where she's allowed to get married, have Bia, and have her eat Chuma. So lo, maybe in this instance, even they would agree that a Ptsuadaka, Shekidesh Eishas Yisrael, she would not be able to eat Chuma. V'chitem, if you're going to tell me, Hachanami Yesh Lo Lahacha B'Bas Gerim, no, maybe that's not true. It's not true that Psuadaka, there's nobody that he can marry. He's allowed to marry a Basgerim. A child, the product of a ger, is allowed to be married to a Psuadaka. So Psuadaka may have her eat truma. So Gemara says, that's not so clear. Because, ha, mi bai bai, le Rabbi Yochanan, mi Rabbi Oshaya. Rabbi Yochanan asks Rabbi Oshaya what the din is of a Psuadaka to a Basgerim. Velo pashulai, he didn't give an answer. So we'll see later on, that's in like 10 lines down, we're going to go through that discussion, but a Bas Gerim is not so clear that Ptsuadaka may marry a Bas Gerim. So that can be an instance. So the Gemara says, I'll give you two other examples where Ptsuadaka may actually get married and Machil Chuma. What are these two instances? So there's a Machlokas about which example is being used. So Gemara says, Itmar, Bai suggest, Amar Hol v'machila below Yada. If it was unknown that he was Ptsuadaka, then he actually would allow her to eat chuma. What does that mean? If you look at Rashi to explain a little bit, says Rashi four narrow lines down, hol machila below yada. The Psuadaka haya nasli kohen isha v'ocheles b'chuma. A regular kohen, not a Psuadaka. The kohen is married to a woman. We know the kohen can be machil chuma to this wife. V'nasa Psuadaka, then he becomes a Psuadaka after being married. Ubala, and after becoming a Psuadaka, he's baal her. Lo socha b'chuma. She cannot eat chuma anymore. Div shavya chalala, di nivala psula. So now she becomes a halala, although they've already been married, but now the suadak of that bia renders her a halala and she can't eat anymore. However, if they were unaware that he was a psudaka, then she may continue to eat chuma. So that's an example whereby psudaka may be machal to chuma. So again, the initial question was, in the Mishnah, the Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Hadiot can marry other people and machal chuma. So too, when they have erison to those who are also to them, they can also be machal chuma. But psudaka can never be machal chuma to anyone. So the Gemara says, not sure. We just found an example of a case of dilo yada, that the psudaka may be machal chuma, although it's a very limited case. But so too, the Kohen Gadol case is actually not, but even though it's a limited case, still that's enough of a reason to allow the psudaka to be machal chuma to the HSC Yisrael when there's erison. That's the suggestion by Abaya. Then comes along Rava, the Gemara says, Itmar Rava hol machila ba'avadav ushvechosav hakananim. Psudaka, so he said, although you're right, by marriage, there's no real legitimate instance whereby he could feed his wife chuma. He doesn't acknowledge the Loyada case, but by his avadim that he owns, and the shvachos he owns, he can be meichel them based on the psukim, so therefore he can be meichel them, so too when he's engaged to Basi Sol, he can meichel her as well. So Gemara wants to know, why did each one of them, Abaye Rava, not suggest the other answer? Abaye la'amak Rava. Abaye didn't give the answer Rava. Rava is the one who said Bavadav. So why didn't he give that answer? Because Abaye la'amak Rava kinen de'ishus mekinen de'ishus yalfinan v'lo yalfinan kinen de'ishus mekinen de'avadam. We're talking about kinen ishus. Don't bring me a raya of kinyan of an eved to a kinyan of ishus. They're two different worlds. So that's why he didn't bring the case. I agree that psudaka could be meichel his avadim, his shvachos. That's allowed. But that has no bearing on kinyan ishus. So he had to find an instance within kinyan ishus, namely the case of lo yoda, whereby he could be meichel chuma. So then the Gemara says, Rava, lomar kabai. Rava didn't like that suggestion of lo yoda because shiny hosam, the kfar achla. The reason why the psudaka of the case of the loyada works because they got married, a legitimate marriage, a mutter marriage, and he could feed a truma. And then it became a psudaka afterwards, loyada, because already there was a kfar achla. But by a case without kfar achla beforehand, so then there's a raya that when they get married for the first time, a psudaka, kiddush, eishes Yisrael, that she can eat. There's no kfar achla, so that's not a raya.
Why would kfar achla matter?
The Gemara asked a question. Abaye says, Shekfar Achla Lo Amrina. We don't say that Svar, like what you said. Because Dilo Temachim, we don't say this. Like the Gemara asked yesterday, Bas Yisrael Shenises LeKohen Umesa. Bas Yisrael is married to a Kohen. And the Kohen dies. Teichel, she should continue to eat even after her husband dies. Why? Shekfar Achla, she already ate, no? So certainly we don't say that. So that's, I think, what you're probably asking, Chaim. So that's where he didn't like that answer. Rava says, no. Hasam over there, when the husband dies, Hasam Paka Kinyana. Husband dies, the kinyan is over, the marriage is over. Here, hach, however, the psudaka, the kinyan still exists, although there's an iser bia, but the kinyan kedushin is still there, hach lo paka kinyana, and therefore kfar achla is a relevant svara nonetheless. So now the Gemara is addressing the question that the Gemara alluded to earlier about this question Rabbi Yochanan had asked Rabbi Oshaya. So, gufa. Ba'yiminei Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Oshaya. A psudaka, Kohen, Shenasa bas gerim mahu shachilenu b'tshuma. Is he allowed to have her eat chuma now? He married a child, a product of a ger. Can she eat chuma now? So ishtek v'lo amr lamidim. He didn't answer. He didn't respond. Rabbi Shai didn't say anything. Lasof in the end, also gavu rabba achirin. Another great tzaddik came. Ubay minei milsach. He asked a different question. Upashalai. And Rabbi Shai answered that question of another gavu rabba. Umanu, who was this other Gavi Rabba who asked the question to Rabbi Shaya? It was none other than Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan's Chavrus, her brother-in-law. So Amr Lei, Rabbi Yehuda Nisir says to Rabbi Shaya, Alter Rabbi Yochanan lav Gavi Rabba hu? So you answer the question of Reish Lakish, but you ignore the question of Rabbi Yochanan. Why is that fair? Reish Lakish is greater than Rabbi Yochanan? Certainly not. I mean, they're both Gavi Rabbas, but Rabbi Yochanan was understood to be the Rebbe of Reish Lakish. How come you ignored Rabbi Yochanan's answer? A question, rather. So the Gemara answers that Amr Lei, the Kabai Minai, Milsa de Lesle Pritra. He asked me a question that doesn't have an answer. I don't know how to answer his question, that's all. It wasn't because this guy's greater than that guy. I just didn't know the answer. So Laman, so who was this question to ask according to? So the Gemara is going to say outside just for a moment. When it comes to Psudaka, there are two levels of people you can marry. When it comes to Pesudaka, there's a level of, as a Kohen, the Kedush of a Kohen, there's certain people he may and may not marry. He can't marry a Grusha and a Chalutza, for example. That's a Kedush of a Kohen. And then there's a Kedush of Yisrael, the Yisrael marrying within the Kal, but he can't marry someone who's outside the Kal. That's an in a regular marriage versus the Kedush of a Kohen. So the Gemara explains these two levels. So if the question was according to Amarle, again, Leman, Ile Rebbe Yehuda, if this question was within the world of Rebbe Yehuda, who holds what? Bein b'kedushase kai, whether or not the Pesudaka still has a kedush of a kohen and is has to be careful who he marries. Bein la b'kedushase kai, or maybe he doesn't have a kedush of a kohen anymore and doesn't have those restrictions. Lo achle, he still can't eat. Why not? She can't eat. The wife. Why not? Because e b'kedushase kai, if the Pesudaka still has a kedush of a kohen, lo achle, she can't eat. The amar mar, there's a klal Rabbi Yehuda hold. There's a machlokes what the status is. Of a bas gerim, of a child of a ger, what's the status? Rabbi Yehuda holds damar mar bas ger zachar ki bas chal zachar. A child of a ger is like a chal. So the child of a chal, a bas chal, a kohen. Forget tzedakah. A regular kohen cannot marry a bas chal. It's like marrying a chal, a chalala. That's not allowed. So if we say tzedakah has a status of kedushas kohen, so he's not allowed to marry a bas ger because it's like a bas chalo. Because Rabbi Yehuda holds, that's what he holds, that's like a bas chalo. And ilav, kedushas kai, if, however, the tzedaka does not have the kedushas kohen anymore, lo achla, she still can't eat if he marries a woman, deha amrinon, kal gerim ikre kal. Because a tzedaka cannot marry into the kal. So there's a machlokas whether gerim are considered the kal or not. Rabbi Yehuda holds the gerim are considered the kal, so Pesudaka cannot marry into a kal, into the kal gerim. So if he has a kedushas kohen, he can't marry because a bas ger is considered a bas chala. And if he has no kedusha, he can't marry because of the kal, because he can't marry into a kal and the ger is a kal. So that couldn't be a question according to Rabbi Yehuda. Certainly, she cannot be ochel, she cannot ochel when marrying a Pesudaka. So that wasn't a shaila. And Eli Rabbi Yossi, if you're asking Rabbi Yossi, who takes a different approach to a bas gerim, Rabbi Yossi holds bein biktu shasei kai, bein la biktu shasei kai. Whether or not the tzedaka still retains the kedusha of a kohen or not, she achla, she may eat. It was pashut that she would be able to eat in the world of Rabbi Yossi. How so? Biktu shasei kai, if the tzedaka retains his kedusha status, so kachla de ha amar af ger shenasa giyores bitok she lakuna. He held even if both parents are gerim, so still the child is considered a kasha child and can marry a kohen. It's not a, we don't say she's a bas chalal, it's a bas bito ksheri lakuna. And therefore, if they were to get married to a kohen, the kohen, that wife could eat. Ila b'kedusha seikai, if you hold, however, a psudak is not, does not have kedushas kuna, but still you have to reconcile, you have to still deal with the kahal element. So still kahli, she could still eat the wife of a psudaka. Why? Ta'amar kal gerim lo ikre kal, because Rabbi Yossi holds, that the gerim are not considered the kal. The answer of the tzedaka is lo yavo b'kal. Can't marry someone who's in the kal. But the gerim are not called the kal, so the tzedaka may marry a kal. So no matter how you slice it, whether he has kedusha or no kedusha, they may get married to a bas gerim, and therefore she could eat. So Rabbi Yehuda holds, certainly a wife of a tzedaka may not eat chuma. Rabbi Yossi holds, certainly he can't. So that wasn't a shayla. So what was the question of Yochanan? It must have been Ella. Aliba the high Tana. His question was, this Tana, the Tana Mishnah tells us in Maseches Kedushim, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, Isha bas gerim lo tenase lakuna. A woman who's a product of gerim cannot marry a kohen ad shete ima mi Yisrael, until his mother, her mother rather, is a Yisrael. If both parents are gerim, so then he says they can't marry a kohen. But if the mother's a Jew, a born Jew, and the father's a ger, then she may marry a kohen. So now this was the question. This was the shaila of Rabbi Yochanan. Ksheris mitosaba v'achla, odima kedusha mitosaba v'lo achla. So what's this mean? So if you look at Rashi now, look at Rashi around nine narrow lines up. Kashus itosaba v'ruya l'kuhuna. Meaning with the mother, when the mother is a Jew, Yisraelis, and she's married to a ger. So what is the child's status? Do we say kashrus itosaba viru'uya lakuna, and she is fit now, this child, the daughter is fit to marry a kohen, v'lav kedusha likrei kal, but not called a kal, but it's called kedusha lakuna, umuteris lipsuadaka. So now we say the child is only has kashrus, but not kedusha. In other words, kashrus in that she's not called the kedusha, but she's not called a kal rather, but she can marry psuadaka because the psuadaka is only aser levava kal. But she doesn't have the status of a kal. There's no kedusha of a kal. Vochas mimanav shach, and she could eat mimanav shach no matter how you slice this wide. Dinami b'kedushas akai. Even if the psuadaka were to have kedusha, harezim muter. She's mutter because we added kashrus. When the mother's a Yisraelis, she has kashrus, and she's not an aser to psuadaka to kohen. Umishim psuadaka lo mitaser bati lo ikir kal, and she's also not a kal. So again, do we say that she adds kashrus? She now can marry kohen, but there's no kedusha love. She's not called a kal. Because, oh, Dilmor, perhaps the other tzaddik, says Rashi, Dilmor kedusha nami tosa, but maybe in addition to the status of her being kosher, she also has a status of, now an added level of being a kahal, which would then make her usher to the psuadaka, says Rashi, v'kal ikri, v'asul psuadaka lo'achla. So in other words, the shaila was, when a mother is Jewish and the father is a ger, that child is permitted to Yisrael, is that now when permitted rather to a kohen, is that because she's kosher to a kohen, or is that because she's now called the kahal?
Well,
and that would define.
She's the daughter of a Jewish mother.
And they don't bring their rise. You have to look at the sugyas there to figure out why that is. But either way, that's the suffix of how to understand Shita's Rabbi Elazar. Is it simply that she's mutter to a kohen, or she's also called a kahal? And the nafka mina would be, could a psuadaka marry her? If she's kosher to a kohen, psuadaka might, maybe, may marry her. If she also has kedushas kahal, then a psuadaka may not marry her, and that was the shiloh. So the Gemara now says, Tashma, let's bring a raya for this, let's try to answer this question. Ki asa Rabbi Acha bar Chinina midaroma, when he came from the south, asa v'aisi masnisa biyada, he presented a brayso that he learned when he was in the south. Minayin l'ptuadaka kohen shenasa basgerim shemachi l'ptshuma. How do you know when he marries a basgerim, she may eat shuma shenemar? It says the pasuk, the kohen ki yikne nefesh kinyan kaspa, when there's a acquisition, there's a kinyan erison. Yochal bo, Laman, to who, according to who does this pasuk speak to? This brayso speak to? Ilema l'Rabbi Yehuda, hamar bein b'kedushasei kai bein la b'kedushasei kai lo achla. We said Rabbi Yehuda holds that a psuadaka's wife may never eat, regardless of the psuadaka's status of being a kadosh or not kadosh. V'Rabbi Yosi l'malikra. What's in here for pasuk? Hamar bein b'kedushasei kai bein la b'kedushasei kai achla. He's allowed to eat. No, she's allowed to eat no matter what. So this question must be elalav l'Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. The Bryce is a chiddush to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov that kashrus itosaba v'achla, that it's only the kashrus lagabi the kuna, but there was no kedush of kahal added to this basgerim, and she would therefore be allowed to eat shmamina. This answers the question according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Okay, so now the Gemara says itmar Rav Amar. Going on to now Nun Zayin Beis, the Gemara has a machlok between Rav and Shmuel. So it says itmar. Where did I go? Hold on, I turned too many pages here. Itmar, Yesh Rav Yesh Chupa Lipsulos, Vishmul Amar Ein Chupa Lipsulos. What does that mean? So if you take a look at Rashi, Rashi writes Yesh Chupa Lipsulos, Kohen Gadol Shehichnis Almana Bas Kohen Lechupa. So he brings her into the Chupa. The Kohen Gadol takes Almana. We know it's Aser Midiraisa Iser Lav for Kohen Gadol to marry a Almana. Velo Baalev. There's no Bia, just Chupa. Umekar nami lo kitcha, there's no kedushin either. Just chuppah. He just jumped over a stage of kedushin and brought it to the chuppah. Now, there's a big machlokas what exactly is a chuppah. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch and Ramah. It's a chuppah, what we call a chuppah. It's a chuppah putting the veil over there. It's a chuppah is the yichud room. It's a chuppah going to their own house. Ramah writes that we assume Ashkenazim, at least a chuppah is going underneath what we call a chuppah underneath the canopy. So, there's no kedushin, there's just a chuppah. So, what's a din? Afil hachi, pasla mitchuma debay nasa. So he's talking about where he married a Bas Kohen. The Bas Kohen was able to eat Chuma beforehand. She's the child of a Kohen. And now she gets married through Chuppah to a Kohen Gadol, which is Aser, Midiraisa. She now becomes possible. She cannot eat Chuma even back in her father's house. The Chuppah, Kiknisa Be'ila Damya, because although Chuppah isn't actual Bia, it's equivalent to Bia, and therefore that passes her. So Yesh Chuppah L'Psulos means that the Chuppah could passel a woman, an Amana, a Kohen Gadol to Amana, or perhaps a Kohen Hedda to a Grusha. But she's already apostle of the Grusha, so that's why Rashi gives a case of a Kohen Gadol to Almana. Shmuel argues, Shmuel says, no, ein, amr ein chuppah l'psolos, not true. If there's bia, a bia will apostle her. A chuppah does not have the equivalent understanding of a bia. So amr Shmuel says, umo de li abba agrees to me, in the betinokes, p'chusa mibash shlosh sharm v'yomechad, that a girl under 3 years old, hold the ein la bia, ein la chuppah. Although Rav holds in general, There is chuppah. Chuppah is equivalent to bia. That's only if the woman is old enough to have bia. But if she's too little, she's under three, there's no bia. And then if there's no bia, that means chuppah wouldn't be equivalent to bia. What's his lashon of abba? The interesting machlokas between Rashi and Tosaf. What's abba? Says Rashi says three lines down, modi li abba, which Shmuel says abba agrees to me, referring to Rav, mishim de kashish mine, because Rav was older than Shmuel. Kari le abba, he called him abba, he called him a father because he was older. That was more a respectful way to call an older person. Kama lashon nisi v'rebi, it's like calling Rebbe, call him abba. Tosas argues, Tosas writes in the bottom, not maybe towards the middle, Amr Shmuel modi li abba, lo kamosha pirish bekuntris lashon chashivas, elakacha yishmo. That was his name, Shirav, parish baruch. His name was Abba. It wasn't a mister, a rabbi, his name was actually Abba. Either way, that's the machlokas, and he admits in the case of Tinokes, chusami bashlosh. So Gemara now says, Amr Rav, Rav says, af ananami tanina, we actually have a Mishnah in Maseches Kedushin, Maseches Sanhedrin, which supports this. Bash shalosh shanim v'yom echad, if she's over 3 years old, miskadesh is bebiya, evim bala yavam kana, v'chayim ala mishim eishes ish, umetames bala, letame mishka v'tachton, ke'el yon, that the bia works l'gabe kedushin, bia works l'gabe yibam, bia is going to be a chiv and ish is ish, if she's tumas nida, she'll be metame the bala, if there's a marriage with the Kohen, she's allowed to eat chuma through the bia. Bala echad mikol psum. If one of the people were pasla to her, will pasla. So these is a whole long list of things that we acknowledge the bia of a woman who's the bas shlosh shanim of yom echad. Gemara now is medayik, or Rav's medayik, bas shlosh shanim of yom echad, who would be pasla bia, me pasla b'chuppa, and will pasla also in the chuppa. Her pchusa mi bas shlosh shanim of yom echad, if she's less than 3 years old, the lo mefasla b'bia, where bia won't pasla, then so to lo mefasla nami b'chuppa, so to chuppa wouldn't either pasla. Shema mina that even Rav agrees that although in general he holds yesh chuppa l'psulos, in this case when bia is in shayach, then it would not have a psul chuppa either. Okay, I know it's a bit earlier, but we'll stop here, and mitzvah Hashem we'll continue tomorrow. I would love to review the daf, but we're going to lose that. You know, I couldn't do that through the rest of Yivamos, so there's no point in reviewing right now, I guess. But okay. Everyone have a wonderful day.